is filmed before a studio audience.
Your attention, please. We believe there are stowaways aboard ship. If you see anyone suspicious, please let us know. Anyone helping these stowaways will be dealt with severely and sent off the ship. Thank you.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Now, what sort of cheap, pathetic freeloader would stow away on a ship?
At all.
It's gonna be pretty cramped in here.
Four people, two beds?
I don't know. Sounds kind of cozy to me.
Dibs on Shirley!
What are you two doing here? You were supposed to get off of this ship before we left.
Oh, I thought it was like sneaking in the movies. You know, you just hang around till they throw you out.
And you got on without paying?
Of course.
Crazy.
What an idea! We should have done that. We could have hidden in the bathroom all day and then just come out at night for the fun.
One screwball on me.
These people could be arrested. They're stowaways.
No. Yes, they could be arrested. And you know what? We could be arrested for harboring them. They're criminals. You heard the man? You heard him?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's it. Get out of here.
Wait, I'm out.
Get out.
Get out.
Captain.
Oh, Captain. Please, I put my dibs on you.
Well, get your filthy dibs off of it.
Blow, blow.
Hey, hold it, girl. We can't squeal on them. Look at their faces.
Let's just kick them out of the cabin and never let them back in again, huh?
Thank you.
That sounds good to me.
All right. We won't turn you in this one time, but I don't want to see these faces once during my vacation time.
Cheryl, you are a saint.
She's better than a saint. She's a pope.
It was my idea.
Okay, so you could be the pope.
And don't you boys tell anybody you know us.
I've never heard of you.
Who are you? Who are you?
Right, and if anyone asks, we don't know them, we don't know where they came from, and we've never seen them before in our lives. Deal?
Deal.
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 Stop rocking, Paul.
Hi, you married?
She could be nice to a sick person.
These crazy get-up so we could steal some food.
Yeah, we copped a little something off that chopped liver mermaid in there. Still got a little left over. It's got some lint on it.
Get rid of the chopped liver, please. No, come on,
we're home. Hi, beautiful day.
That ensign guy's here. The ensign guy's
here.
What
are you talking about?
Uh-oh, how about a sailor, man?
Hasta lumbago.
Hello.
Hi, beautiful day.
Isn't it?
I was looking all over for your friend, Shirley.
Were you? She just went to the other side of the boat. If you run real quick, you can catch her.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks a lot,
Lieutenant. Well, Captain, hello.
It's Ensign.
Oh, that's right.
And it's Gary.
Oh, yes, Gary.
I've been looking all over for you. There's a beautiful view over here.
Oh.
From this deck, you can see Michigan and Illinois.
Michigan
and...
No, you don't want to see what's there. It's ugly. Why don't you go look at Canada on the other side of the boat?
That ship, Laverne, ship. Always refer to it as a ship.
Right, boat talk. Right is starboard, left is Lenny. Left is Lenny.
Other side of the boat and look at Canada, huh?
Good idea, huh?
Vern, you stroll along with us.
Oh, thank you.
You stupid! What are you trying to get a hand down here?
I've got the stowaways.
Oh, we are not only the way to Cape Breton. We never saw them before in our lives, right, Joe?
You got the wrong idea here. We were the bandito. We played on the music. You know, chili today, hot tamale.
All right, who's been hiding you? You don't look smart enough to do this by yourselves. You and your accomplices will be treated very severely.
We don't know where flown before in our lives. Move, you little mouse.
You don't understand your ensignship. What it was, we didn't steal away at all. No, no. What we did was we kind of borrowed the trip.
Right, yeah. We were going to pay it back, you know.
We own the truck. Sure.
Please, let them go. They're not stowaways. Why, the little one's my husband.
Did that come out of your mouth, Cheryl?
A nice girl like you could never marry a guy like that.
Oh, yes, she could, and she did. So get your clammy paws off my wife, buddy. You can't just send us up in some helicopter and drop us like we was a couple of dead fishes into the lake. We're American citizens. Hey, better than that, we're Teamsters.
Drop you off in Milwaukee Harbor where you belong.
Well, actually, we belong about four blocks away from that on Knapp Street. Do you think you could make a little
sight? Oh! Hey, I wonder if you can see our house from up here.
Never mind that. You can see down Laverne and Shirley's dresses.
Helicopter. Oh, we're afraid of heights.
Yeah, that's why we live in a basement.
You two are not going in the helicopter.
Oh, all right. Put us in shackles and send us down to the bowels of the ship with the rats.
You want to give them ideas?
How about something more pleasant? Like a bottle of champagne.
Oh, that's better than rats.
Oh, get us drunk. And what then? Ravish us?
I wouldn't ravish you. I'm an ensign.
Maybe you'll get promoted.
What's supposed to mean?
I don't
know. I'm sorry if I frightened you. I think you both were wonderful for trying to help your friends.
Listen, you're wanted in the galley.
With your permission.
Aye, aye.
Oh, we're going to get off
just because he likes you.
Oh, poo
yourself. Don't you see that twinkle in his eye every time he talks to you?
Oh, Laverne, that's not a twinkle. It's more like a sparkle, don't you think?
Twinkle, sparkle, what's the difference? I'm telling you, he wants you. Bad.
Well, it doesn't matter. He's not my type.
What are you talking about? He's gorgeous.
Yes, gorgeous is usually part of being my type. But...
Are you serious? Just some people complaining about the chopped liver. Looks fine, doesn't it?
I get with the chopped liver.
Oh, I'm afraid Laverne doesn't have her sea legs yet. Everything is going round and round and round, and food just looks like green gungus to her. That's a lot, Cheryl.
Come on, you gotta fight it.
That's right, Laverne. You gotta think healthy.
Could you get the gungus away? Just put it away.
Believe me, I have faith. You can beat seasickness. You can beat anything if you put your mind to it.
I don't know.
Sure you can. Just what makes that little old ant think he'll move that rubber tree plant? Anyone knows an ant can't move a rubber
tree plant. But he's got high hopes. He's got...
High in the sky. So any time you feel low, instead of letting go, just remember that ant. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree. Oops, there goes another rubber tree plant.
Excuse me, lady, is this check taken?
No.
Are you sure? What are you doing with your nose painted as an Apache?
Never mind that. What are you doing walking around? I thought you were sick.
Oh, I got cured. A sailor told me there's only two cures for seasicknesses. Making out and peanut butter. So, just to be on the safe side, I'm doing both. Now, why do you got your nose painted like that?
I don't want Ensign Benson to see me.
Well, he wouldn't want to see you looking like that. Come here, take that.
Oh, boy. Stop it.
Take that stuff. You look like the wreck of the Hesperus. Come on, spit. There you go. Oh, God. It gets right in those crevices, doesn't it? There, now that's the face he wants to see.
Well, I don't want to see him.
Oh, yeah?
You sure?
Yes, I'm sure.
Then how come you're writing Mrs. Ensign Benson all over your magazine? Here you go.
All right, so I'm a fool. So I fell for him. So what? But I'm not letting this romance go any further.
How far are you going?
Nowhere. You don't understand, Laverne. I come from a family of seagoing men.
Oh, here we go.
I know what it's like to be married to a seagoing man.
Dear.
They're always shipping off to exotic ports, leaving their woman folk behind on the dock with their little babies in their arms, waving goodbye.
You know, you're a loon. Here we are on a cruise, and all you got is babies crying on a dock. You're getting a little wild with your pup there.
Read it.
Eating a puck. You got the peanut butter, I got the crackers. Meet me in the crow's nest, love, Max.
I think I'll go for a little snack.
A stranger with crackers beckons, and away you fly.
That's right, I'm flying. And if you were smart, you'd do the same thing, or else someone's going to grab Benson right away from you.
I don't care. I will not let my heart rule my head. I'm going to be cold as ice.
Is anyone sitting here?
Nobody but you, mister.
Upstairs, and oh, I borrowed your scarf.
Here, take your scarf back. I only need to wear it.
No, no, you don't understand. I'm just letting off a little steam.
What? What?
Laverne, in a very few minutes, Ensign Benson's going to come up here to ask me to marry him.
To marry him? Are you sure? You swear to God? What did he say?
He said that his tour of duty was over in a couple of weeks, and he had something very important to ask me that would affect the rest of his life.
You're getting married! I can't believe it! Why am I jumping when you're not doing nothing?
I can't say yes. I've only known him 4 days.
Then you're going to say no?
Don't be a fool. Don't be a fool. You can't let a dreamboat like that sail out of your life.
Then go back to yes.
Wrong.
Maybe?
No. I tell him nothing.
Better. Much better. Keep him guessing.
Oh, boy, I can't believe it. You're getting married. You're way ahead of me.
Well, I better get up to that party. Maybe I'll find someone. Hey, we could have a double wedding. We're on a ship. I hear waiters can marry you.
Let's go.
Did I flunk a test or something here?
No, you don't understand, Laverne. You see, there is no answer to a question never asked.
What's that supposed to mean?
It usually means there's someone at the door.
Benson, Gary Benson.
As long as you're here, he's not going to ask me to marry him. So no matter what, don't leave us alone together.
Sure, I don't want to be here. I want to go to that party. There are guys waiting for me.
I'll be right there, sweetheart.
Please, please, I'm a friend.
Okay, okay.
away, but I'm going to feel like a real jerk hanging
around.
No,
you won't hang around. You'll busy yourself. Just busy yourself. But no matter what, no matter what I say, no matter what I do, even if I beg, Laverne, don't leave us alone together.
Even if you beg, I got
it. Don't leave us alone together.
Does this look busy?
You look as lovely as a rose.
Hi, Gaff.
Hi, Laverne. I thought you'd be up on deck with your friends.
Yes, Laverne, you don't want to keep them waiting.
See, you should get up on deck early and show off that pretty dress. There must be 25 guys up there already.
Already?
Oh, they can wait. They can wait.
They better wait.
Forgive me if this sounds rude, Laverne, but I would appreciate it if you'd leave us alone for a moment. I've only got a half hour before I go on watch. And I have to be alone with you.
Laverne, can't you see we really want to be alone?
Yeah, I'm gonna go, but I just got something real important I gotta do first. Sort these socks.
Would you excuse us for just a second, Gary?
Yellow one.
Just what do you think you're doing? Will you please leave? Can't you see we want to be alone?
This is the begging, right?
Oh, no, get out of here, Clown. Get out, get out, get out.
You are doing this so good.
No, come on, Laverne, I mean it. Shove off, shove off, shove off, shove off, shove off, shove off.
Really?
Yes. You tell me if you change your mind. Give me a signal or something. What did you think? This was a twitch?
Hey, I'm gonna go, but what are you gonna say? You're gonna say yes?
I'll say whatever's meant to be. And that's a personal thing between a man and a woman. I'll tell you every word, every last syllable as soon as you get back.
Be going now up to the old party, you know. Hang out, have a good time, so you don't have to worry about me. You could get as personal as you want, because I won't be here. And don't you worry, Cheryl won't tell me nothing. Get out.
Now, let me see. Where were we? Oh, yes, I remember. I remember.
Right. And I was about to ask that question.
Oh, yes. Your question. You know, Gary, it takes time for people to really get to know each other.
It's true we've only known each other 4 days, but that's not what's important.
What is important, Gary?
My tour of duty is up next week.
Yes.
And I wanted to ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you think I should stay with this Great Lakes cruise or move on to ocean voyages.
Oh, Gary! You don't know how long I've waited to hear those words from a man. Would you mind repeating them?
Yes. Should I stay with these Great Lakes cruises or move on to ocean voyages?
That's what I thought you said. That's what you wanted to ask me, huh?
Yes, is something wrong?
No. Nothing's wrong. Let me see. Well, I think definitely the ocean. You're a sailor, and a man in your profession should move on to the ocean. The ocean is tops.
Right. Oceans it is. I knew you were the right person to ask.
I'm glad I could help you.
Thanks, Shirley. You're terrific. You know, you're good to talk to and real good to sing with, too.
Oh, thank you.
Well, I better be going back on watch. I'll see you tomorrow, and every time I'm in this port, I hope...
talk to, good enough to sing with, not good enough to marry.
Feel pretty rotten, huh? Want a belt with a bubbly? Well, you shouldn't feel... I know. Just what makes that little Dan think he can move
on? Oh, Laverne, don't. That was our song.
Well, you know, you shouldn't feel so bad. He was a sailor. You said you didn't want to marry a sailor anyway.
I know, but if he'd asked me, I could have found some kind and sensitive way to let him down easy. And then he'd be feeling miserable right now.
Come on. Forget it. Let me see your smile. Let me see that dimple. You know I have a dimple? When I go like this, I got a dimple right here. You know, I also got a cleft in my chin. I go, here, look. You see it? Right here, like Kirk Douglas. There are 2 days left, right?
Uh-huh.
Why do you say I let you have one of my cuties?
You mean it? Really?
Take your pick.
The trumpet player.
No, he's the best kisser.
Okay, all right, then the tall guy with the sideburns.
Well, no, he's the best dancer.
Well, Laverne, you said anyone. You said anyone.
Well, I meant anyone short.
Well, you said anyone, and now you're taking that all back, and now you're saying I can have nothing. You're giving me nothing. Nothing, nothing, nothing.
Are you waiting for someone?
Nobody but you, mister.
Hey, why don't we just leave the lights off? That way, when they walk in, we can touch them in the dark.
How are you going to touch them with broken arms?
They got broken arms?
Leave it off.
I hope they didn't suspect anything when we told them to take a cab.
Ooh, hey, hit the dirt. Here they come. Ooh.
Let's unpack later, okay?
Great, let's split a pizza.